from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres has called for an independent and transparent investigation into the deadly clashes along the Israel-Gaza border that left 15 Palestinians dead, injured about 1,400 others, including 750 injured by live fire. Riyad Mansour is the Palestinian ambassador to the UN. He says the Palestinians were peacefully protesting.
These peaceful demonstrators posed no threats whatsoever to Israel or its heavily armed soldiers. Yet, its trigger-happy soldiers used live ammunition, tear gas, and rubber bullets to shoot indiscriminately at those non-violent protesters who were demonstrating inside the Gaza Strip near their side of the well-fortified barrier that separates them from Israel. How could that be condoned?
Israeli military accused the Palestinians of trying to carry out attacks under the cover of mass protest. There are conflicting reports about whether the main Syrian rebel group in eastern Ghouta near Damascus has agreed with Russia to leave the town of Douma, the largest and last remaining rebel-held town in the area. Russian-backed Syrian government forces have surrounded the city where tens of thousands of civilians live. Voting in Sierra Leone's presidential runoff election appeared to go smoothly and peacefully on Saturday. The current president, Ernest Bai Koroma, will be ending 2 5-year terms. Ballots were cast either for the ruling All People's Congress Party's candidate, Samora Kamara, or the Sierra Leone People's Party candidate, Julius Maada Bio. This is VOA News.